We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. Welcome to Rapture Center Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor, the Holy Spirit our guide. So we welcome you, Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Abba Father, the creator of it all. Thank you. Thank you for this beautiful day, this May 31st, 2015, and we are still here. We know your timing is perfect, and we know we'll be poofing any second. We love you, Jesus. Woo! We love you. God bless you, Jesus. I pray that you're having a blessed day. God bless you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for coming to guide us and help us. Thank you for loving us, no matter what, unconditionally. Thank you for choosing us for a time such as this. Thank you for putting us all together at this Rapture-Centric Church so we can fellowship with one another and love one another and love you together. Just wait for your appearing as patiently as we can, I have to say. We love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you so much, my Lord Jesus. And I cover the Rapture-Centric Church and their families with the blood of Jesus and all of the Elopture brides and brides, Rapture brides, with the blood of Jesus. We pray, Lord Jesus, you shower us all with your peace and with your love, with your happiness, with your joy. Please provide all our needs according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Shower us with your patience and your understanding. Shower us with your wisdom and knowledge. Shower us with your truth. Shower us with discernment. Shower us with all the glorious riches in Christ Jesus. We love you. Thank you. I pray you shower us with health and healing, perfect health and healing for all Rapture-Centric Church and their families and all of the brides and all the Elopture brides. Thank you for healing us. For by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed, whether it be mentally, emotionally, whether it be in illness, sickness, disease, whether it be even healing our pocketbooks, healing us financially. We love you. You are faithful. You are true. You are not a liar. So we know that you will hold to your word. We love you, Jesus. I love you, Rapture-Centric Church, and everyone listening. So in Jesus' name, I pray, amen. I love you. I love you, everyone listening. I love you, everyone online and everyone in chat. Let's welcome Judy to chat. Hi, Judy. Love you, Judy. Welcome, guests. We love you. It'd be great if you make a name for yourself so we can, so you can interact in chat and we can call you by name and get to know you as well in our little family here. Welcome, Michelle. We love you. Welcome, Rosemary. Love you. And I will open the lines in just a minute, which I have Jerry and Alana online. Welcome, Jerry and Alana. I love you. Well, let's do on our armor of God. Therefore, put a full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the spirit on all occasions, all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert, and always keep on praying for all the saints. It was Ephesians 6:13-18. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And Psalm 91, I love this psalm. It's such an amazing psalm. Wonderful promise of God for us, for his protection. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, life satisfied, and show him my salvation. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Psalm 91. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before the Lord with joyful songs. Know that he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. The Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Psalm 100. And welcome, Judy, as well. All right. I'm going to unmute you all now. Let me do Alana. I'm going to only try to go till like no past 6:15 tonight. But hi, Alana. Welcome. Love you.
Love you back. Hey, church.
Hey. Oh, I lost Jerry. Jerry was on the line. Welcome, Mama Pat. Love you.
Oh, hi. Love you guys, too. How's everyone?
Good, thank you.
Good. Having
welcome.
Thunderstorms, so I'll hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Mama Pat. Hi,
hi, sweetie.
Hi, baby.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Can y'all hear me?
Yep. Yeah.
Alana, I want to talk to you so bad. I literally, like, I've been wanting to call Alana because she, hey, now that we're on the air, Alana, I got to tell you, I don't think anyone has any more dates. I haven't heard any date sets from RCC. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I certainly don't have any date set. Does anyone have
nothing.
A date set besides
no.
today and
no.
and now?
No.
I think that's a first for this church. I'm serious. I think that is a first. I am like, because it was funny the other day. I was thinking, he's probably coming in August, Jerry, because I have a summer job. But you know what? It was so funny. Like, the next day, like, that was the most ridiculous thing ever because the Lord talked to me about it. He's like, yeah, you know it's now. And it was just really cute, like, he let me think he was coming in August for, like, a day. He never, like, gave me a date set or said it. I just said, I bet he is. And then the Lord, he flirted with me quite a bit. And then by the next day, I was like, Jerry, can you believe I even said he's coming in August? I can't even believe I even thought that. And but honestly, I haven't had date sets for a while. God flirted with my phone. He flirted with my computer yesterday.
Oh, right.
He gave me a, it's called Flurry. On my laptop, I was totally blown away. Yeah, I was totally blown away. Never has my laptop ever been set on anything except my cat Bubs in the tub when he was little. Gabriel
mm-hmm.
set my computer to that. And when I turned on my computer yesterday, I went and found out. I mean, there's no way I could have done it. I didn't do it. And it automatically went when I turned it on to Flurry. And that's the type of, if you have an Apple, it's a type of screensaver. And
mm-hmm.
And it looks like the rapture. It totally looks like the rapture. It has all these different shapes and colors. It looks like sort of like, and it just moves up. And at the time that I walked in my house to turn on my computer, I was talking to Jerry, and he was talking about all the earthquake stuff and giving me some really good information. And I'm sitting there with my mouth open going, why is my computer doing this? And I had my son come in and look at it. And he was like, whoa. And I'm like, yeah, never, ever. I didn't press anything. It's not like a cell phone where you could accidentally press things. And instantly I knew it was a flirt. And Jesus is just like, be ready. You know I'm coming to get you now. And so, but Alana sent me a cool email. Can you hear me, Alana?
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
And I don't. I know Jerry, he emails a lot with Jason. I text once in a while with Jason. I don't think anyone has anything. And I think this is the first time.
Jerry's here now, too. Hi, Jerry. Love you.
Yeah, Jerry,
hey,
am I right about that, Jerry? Does anyone have any dates past this month?
No.
I mean, do we? I don't think we do, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I know Pat hasn't. Alana?
No, nothing.
Michelle? Oh, yeah. Rosemary's saying J.D. Farag made some great videos from Israel. Yes, I knew you were going to love those, Rojo, since you've been there and you love that country. I thought it would be that nation. I'm sorry. But, you know, what I thought was beautiful is that my sister said that he was there 5 years ago, and oh, my, how much it's changed, and they're setting it all up. the nation for peace and safety. So there's this, it's just very different. And he said it happened so fast, and that's what he was really taken back by. My sister told me that today, because she keeps up with J.D. Frog. And so, yeah,
funny, I never
like
thought
to
he was. I was going to say, it's funny, I never thought he was going to make that real.
I
thought we were
going to
be gone before then. Oh, well.
I know. I thought Paul Bagley would never make it. Everyone that's made their trip. Now Lisa from Believer Central is going 9th of Av, July 25th. She'll be there. And, you know, she doesn't think she's going, but somebody wanted to pay her way and take her from the internet, and so she's going.
Oh, boy.
But she's like, I don't know why God has me there on the 9th of Av, but I'll go. But she goes, I don't
Neither
think we'll
do
be
we.
Here for it. Yeah, we probably really won't be here for it. And we definitely can't be here for Michelle's birthday, June 9th.
No
way.
We can't. We have to celebrate in heaven for sure.
But honestly, I really think this is the first. Please correct me if I'm wrong. If anyone's listening, can you please email me or something? But I haven't heard any date set. And I
think
think
longer than, like, the beginning of June was, like,
yeah. Oh, we have stuff for the beginning of June? We do?
So, but that's not, yeah, I think
mm-hmm.
so. Like June 7th, 8th at the latest was, because that was, it was my thing I was trying to figure out. It was talking about, like, because the Julian calendar is 14 days behind or 13 days behind, that actual Pentecost would be, or something would be like the 7th, 8th, according to Julian calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm talking about, you know how people at RCC have gotten date sets? That's, I don't think anyone does. I really don't. Usually I have an email or something from somebody. Michelle is a garage kid, and I don't think she does either. I don't think anyone does. I'm talking about when God flirts with us, not like what we think. I'm talking about, you know, how God has given us definite things.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone has one, but Michelle just said in chat she agrees with Tana. She thinks no later than June 8th. I don't think any later than tonight, but yeah.
I agree today. We're going tonight. It's the end of May. It's May 31st. It's the last day of May. We were told, you know, we're going in May, so today's May. And tomorrow.
Yeah, end of May.
And tomorrow is June. Go now.
Don't worry, Alana, don't worry, you fit in here because there's no more date set. There's no more. I don't know. I think it's so exciting. I do. I'm like, wow, there's no more date set. Okay. This is the first. We've been doing this for over a year and a half.
Yeah.
And the Lord, he gave me dates when I didn't even want them. I'm like, I was over it after he did the first couple with my son. I was over it way back then. I was even offended by it. But, you know, it's, what am I going to argue with my sweet, wonderful Jesus King and Lord friend?
Now we have weight sets. We don't have any date sets. We have weight sets.
Yeah. This is interesting. I really think this is kind of huge. Not just kind of. I think it's pretty big. So, you know, it's just believing that he's coming every day till he gets here is how I feel comfortable. But, you know, you can do it however daddy leads you. And you don't have
today,
to say it's today and be the biggest jackass in the world like I am, but I do think it
has
is.
To come today because my car, so everybody know, my car has engine issues, and so it's going to take a week to fix, like $650 to $900 depending on what's wrong with the engine. So I'm praying it's cheaper than that, but I'm praying we poop tonight. So that's why we have to poop, because God.
Yeah.
He is faithful. He will keep my car going until he takes me in the elopture. And my car isn't running. Abba.
Neither's mine.
So we have to go today.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It works.
I was going to say, like, instantly, you can have mine, but then I don't have one. Sorry.
That doesn't work.
Oh, no, he's and true, and he's provided and fixed my car inexpensively, and, you know, if you know, he's provided the means to fix my car inexpensively again, and, you know, it's going to be a lot cheaper than those prices I just said in Jesus' name, and he's going to provide all my needs according to glorious Jesus. So
that's right. Yep.
It's so true, and he is not a liar.
Nope, and he doesn't play games, and he's coming. Ooh, I'm so excited. I got really excited yesterday when I came in my room, and then he set my laptop to something that looks like the Rapture. And if you haven't at Mac, go check out the Flurry desktop screensaver under applications. It's really pretty. It's so pretty. Oh, that was my flirt. And then what else? Oh, and then, yeah, besides thinking the very next day after I said on the air when I called him, I think he's coming in August. It wasn't like God told me or anything. I was just saying that because I'm annoyed, you know. But it's not even that. I was just thinking, I bet he is, because I bet he's not coming in September because everybody thinks he is. So he won't. So we'll go in August or we'll go in October. That's what I was thinking,
my
right?
Oh, my birthday. 10-10. There's those 10
right?
again.
Oh, I know, Pat.
Somebody
I
can
know.
Bake me a cake. I'm kidding. You'll kill me if we have to wait that long.
I'm not.
No, I know. It's an eternity.
Lord.
But it was really funny how the Lord Jesus, like, I said, Jerry, isn't it funny how God just let me think that for like a day? And Jerry didn't even get on my case. He was like, he said he totally just kind of ignored it when I said it. It didn't even like faze him. And I'm glad because I really just was saying it, and
no
then like
it.
The next day it was so funny because the Lord let me think how silly it was that I could even think it would be that far off. It was just really cool how he did it. It's kind of hard to explain it, but just kind of things went on. He was showing me things, you know, how
goodness.
You just kind of interact with him and stuff, and and then he's just been really getting me really really just filling me with a whole bunch of joy and money. And oh, I know what happened yesterday. Okay, Jerry, I wish you would speak up if he's on the line, because yesterday I got this really strong unction that if we're here, that the Lord was going to start doing some pretty supernatural things within our body of believers here, that
mm-hmm.
he's going to do some things. So I'm thinking, it really hit me, like I got like a word of knowledge on it, and so I'm looking forward to that. So thank you, Jesus. I'm praying that, you know, if we're here, I really think we're going to see something with Tana's car. I think it's going to have to do with the day in and day out stuff. It's not like it's just God's going to be touching us in our day in and day out. So I got that really strong impression yesterday on when it was on the phone with Jerry, and a sudden it just came over me. And then Jerry said, ooh, I felt that. And so anyway, if you're here.
If you don't know it, you are unmuted.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's at some dance recital for his daughter, and he's listening to something, so he can't talk. He's just listening, I think. But anyway,
okay.
She's a dancer. He has such sweet daughters. Anyway,
I
wanted to say was, like, so be ready, guys, for the supernatural. And you know what I was thinking about, this big earthquake and Mama Pat's dream, the Japan thing, and all that? I said, and then this would match up with Tana's dream. But it'd be neat if that one, and then we were going up in the Elopture as that one occurred, and then the Rapture Saints go right after, because it really does. A lot of people that are going in the Worldwide Rapture think they're going to see something big. But, I mean, I know what he told us, so I know I'm not. But we could go up as it occurs. And Jerry was saying, because of the soil, Pat, he's probably emailed you and told you all this, but your black stuff in the water would be accurate because of their soil in Japan. So
this is black,
you know,
like oil.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, he said it was a possibility. And he's been studying it a lot because Jerry can't get Mama Pat's dream out of his mind, and things are really flaking up there.
Other people have had visions very similar. I was online talking to someone else, and they're so upset. They're so stressed. And they said they're getting things about terrible earthquakes in Japan, and they don't know how. And they said, we've got to say something. And I said, I didn't tell her what I saw, but I said, she made me feel good because she's getting kind of the same thing. Everything is Japan, Japan, Japan. So, and
it's
with Jared,
also,
I thought Jared
it's
would get back
California.
To me, but he hasn't got, but he hasn't gotten back to me, Jared, about, he had something similar. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jared did. Yeah, we should read
Jared's
text.
Yeah.
I'll read his text he gave me. But I'm telling you, like,
were,
it's also
today,
California.
There were four earthquakes. Four.
Yeah.
Four
okay.
earthquakes.
At 4?
At 4.4. 44. So there were four.
4.4. Okay.
And Ganave, Iran, there was a 4.4 in
See?
Well, Sitkin Island, Alaska, and there was a 4.4 in Pakistan, and there was a 4.4 in Chichi-Shima, Japan.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so should I read? Anyway, that would match up with Tana's, you know, dream if we were to be eloped with during a Japan quake. But, you know, it's Japan and California. Everyone's saying California, too.
I know.
I'm right here, and I'm going to tell you right now, as long as I'm here, it's not going to happen. I believe a 10-year-old prophet, okay?
I just
11.
Don't get a feel that there's
no
going to be a big quake. I don't get a feel for California.
No, not for us.
Not for you guys. I don't feel California's going to have anything big.
It will when we leave. Yeah. I think Japan could as we're going up or something. I don't know.
California, I get no feel that there's any danger. Mm-hmm. No.
No.
Nothing.
You're
going to continue to get little bitty things. You're going to get 2.3s or 3.something or 4.0.
Well, he told my son after the...
higher.
Well, when the Lord was still very strong speaking to my son, when that 6-8 happened here in Napa, He told my son nothing bigger than that was going to happen in Cali before we left.
There you go.
So I believe that. I believe him over any expert. I believe it's the Lord speaking. So I'm saying
I
already
know
it's not
going to happen. For California, no feel for danger or anything. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. You're going to get little things. That's what went through me. That to tell you, just going to get little quakes, like the two, like I just said. But nothing, like your son said, nothing over nothing. Nothing.
Yeah,
nothing
we're not
over the
6-8.
We're not getting anything big in America until we leave.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. No.
Japan. Japan's getting woken up.
The earthquake going. Yeah, you're right. So Japan will.
And Indonesia. Indonesia. Indonesia.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. It's heating up. That big. What is that one with the T? What's that one, the volcano with the T? It's a short name.
I'm not sure.
I should know it. You know which one I'm talking about. It's a biggie. I don't know what it is, but it's got steam coming out of the ground, poison out of the ground. The people all around are evacuating themselves because the government isn't doing a dang thing. They're not paying anything.
Is that India?
It's Indonesia. It begins with a T.
Thailand?
Two something. I don't know.
I'm trying to find the news.
No, if you've heard it.
I could see it. I'm trying to find the news.
Yeah, it's in Indonesia, and it begins with a T.
Taiwan?
No. This is a volcano, and it's...
Never mind.
It's a volcano.
Cerebell?
Begins with a T.
Hi, Cerebell.
Hi, Cerebell.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm well. I'm very well. I'm very poof ready.
Hey, welcome to the club.
Jerry's here, too.
Welcome,
so good
to
hear
you.
I love you.
Oh my gosh!
And Raina just popped
in chat.
It's like the family reunion day.
Yeah.
Yay,
hi, Raina.
Oh wow!
It's the best last day ever.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is.
You're right. And Jerry, you are muted now as well. Hi, Jerry. Love you, Jerry.
Hi everybody.
Jerry.
Hi, Cerebell. Hi, G. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Alana, baby.
Jerry, what's that volcano in Indonesia that's making all kinds of steam and poison and junk and
in Indonesia? I don't know. There's a ton of them, and I kind of ignore it.
It begins with a T. It's a popular one. We all know it. I can't think of it.
Oh.
It's with a T.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going. No.
But Mama Pat's point is that things are happening over there, and she's feeling it in her spirit. But Mama Pat's not feeling anything for Cali. Is that correct, Mama?
No, I don't feel anything for California.
Mm-hmm. But you're
not
feeling
yet.
A lot for Japan.
Oh,
Japan, and other
people. They're very upset.
Me too.
And they're feeling guilty that they can't get over there and tell people. And they're saying, tell people, Japan's in a lot of trouble. And they're going to have more earthquakes.
They shouldn't feel guilty because it's okay. People aren't going to listen anyway.
Listen to me. You know what?
And it's not like
people over
there
know.
It's not like they have anywhere to go anyway.
The scientists know. They already know the worst case scenario. No one really has to tell them.
Just because, even if they tell me, even if there's nowhere where I can go. I mean, you can't just tell people, get out of there. Where are they going to go? I mean,
exactly.
You can't just pick up and go.
Somewhere?
So it's like, I mean, honestly, if I found out there was going to be a 14-0 in Cali tomorrow, I would still stay here because it's not like I don't have anywhere to go. I don't have anyone. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's not easy for people to pick up their families and pets and everything and just go. I mean, so, you know, people know, you know, that they're going to die. I think people know that.
That is
things
awesome
are coming.
The way you said that.
That's the truth.
It's like they know they're going to die. And really.
They know. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
Can you tell I'm jealous? Can you tell I'm jealous of them? I'm like, come here, I'll move to Japan. We can switch. You can have my place in Cali, and I'll move to your island here in Japan.
You don't
think
like,
you're about to go to heaven first? Boo-hoo.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So,
it's not Krakatoa. It's another one. It begins with a T. Tongo or something like that. I don't know.
Tonga?
That's funny. Mom and Pat.
Tongo?
Tonga?
No, it's steaming. It's setting out all this sulfur and poison, and nobody's doing anything about it. And the poor people, the man dug a hole by his house, and all the steam and horror came out, and he put stuff back in the hole, and the government won't get involved and help him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it says
okay,
most volatile
Jerry,
volcanoes are ready to blow. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think people need to not be reliant on the government to help them and to be reliant
on
people.
No, they can't. These people can't.
It's like, you know, they can't help you. Hey, Jerry, now that you're on the line, can I think this is the first time ever since God founded this church that there have not been any date sets by anybody, no one, nothing. Does Jason have any? Because this is, like, pretty huge, if this is correct.
Yeah,
huh?
No, that's actually, it's true as far
okay,
as I know.
Okay, this is huge, you guys. This is
I don't have anything.
This is huge. You don't. Everyone on the line saying they don't. No one in chat is saying they have any. And Alana sent me an email today about her not having any. And I'm just saying, like, I don't have any. And you guys are garage kids. And this is pretty crazy. Like, this is...
Yeah.
That's pretty big. I hope I'm not just overreacting, but I think that's huge. Because he founded this church upon date setters and dates he has set with his bride. But he told me when I was walking to 7-Eleven with my son one night, and we saw these crazy things in the sky, and I thought they were angels dancing. They were shadows. And then he said, I founded my church, my rapture-centric church, upon dates that I have set with my bride and date setters. Because he distinguished to my son between date setters, dates that he's given, and people just being excited and trying to guess the dates. And he said both are fine. He said both are fine because they're just excited to see me. So they calculate and get dates based on research. And he said that was okay too. But there also are sacred dates that God himself has given individual people. Like, he's given me them, he's given different people here, like it was Drake, you weren't asking for it, the Lord just put a date on you, you know, and that's beautiful, because God did that. But he said he founded his church on dates that he set with his bride and date setters. So date setters being people that set dates based on looking at, you know, the news and different things and their research. And God told my son, I'm not mad at those people for doing that, but he said they're excited to see me. He told my son in the kitchen, they're just excited to see me. So they're finding dates and they're calculating, and he thinks it's wonderful. So I'll never forget that. It just took all the shame out of it. People were just getting beat up and shamed for these dates and you know. Yeah, so today's a good date set, Michelle's saying in the chat room.
And Michelle is also online now. And Mama,
I just think it's funny.
Right.
Japan warned to stay vigilant for a big one after a powerful earthquake. So Japan, it sounds like, has been warned to stay vigilant because a bigger one is coming than the one that just hit. So don't think can, but it's good. So hi, Michelle. Love you.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Sweetie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Just waiting to poof, like what Sirball said.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know. Yeah. Hey, Michelle, so that's really cool that with the crazy weather you haven't been called in to work overtime. You thought they were going to call you in, but they didn't, right?
Well, not for the past, like, 3 or 4 days, which was pretty surprising.
So happy.
Especially on Thursday.
That was just a blessing from God, you guys. Michelle has been totally worn out just with all these disasters and her being a meteorologist, like working in the, you know, behind the scenes. And God really, thank you, Jesus, for taking care of our Michelle. She was tired of Pastor-centric, and they didn't call her in. Yes, he's taking good care of he's taking good care of us. So I'm really glad, Michelle, because that seemed like those days were lasting forever, huh? She got so much overtime.
They were, yeah. And M2RC to do any major work other than
exactly. Totally. Yep. Oh, me too.
Oh, Tambora, is that it? Mount Tambora? Indonesia.
That's it, yeah, I think that is.
Yeah, exactly. It's getting ready, they think, because it's coming down into the village and cleaning up the
land. And by the way, I'm so excited. Jerry, did you share about the link that you saw with CERN starting up again and then the quake that happened directly?
I don't remember.
I thought that was really cool.
I can't remember if I mentioned this yesterday or not. It doesn't happen every time, but
no.
I guess I think I did talk about this yesterday. But basically, they have two laser beams that go in opposite directions that meet each other, which create the impact speed they're going for. And basically, one's red and one's blue, or at least the systems are called the red and the blue system. And then they have a main beam, which is a separate thing. And the main beam is what most people would focus on for energy levels. But if you look on the opposite side of the readout, if you're following it, then they have energy levels for the two separate beams. And those two beams, they have been ramping that power up more and more and more. And occasionally, it's not so much when they reach peak, but think about this in terms of a shock to the field of the Earth. The Earth has its own electromagnetic field. They put CERN, it's a giant electromagnet, and they put CERN in a particular place in what's called a ley line, but it's in a particular place in the electromagnetic field of the Earth. And sometimes activity on the sun, which is electromagnetic, can create earthquakes. And there's people who track that and are showing pretty regular links when the sun is active. Right now it's not very active. And this is when you can see this the best. And sometimes when they dump the power, it's a very big shock to the system. And yesterday, the one that I think was originally reported as 6.4, now I think they're saying 6.2. But either way, the 6 that struck near Japan yesterday coincided exactly to the minute of a giant power dump at CERN's. That is the third time I've actually done the math, and it's matched up. One of the other times it's matched up exactly was the major Nepal earthquake, the biggest one. And it doesn't happen every time. They did a huge dump today, and I went and looked around the Earth, and I could not find any reported earthquakes that really matched. I found one that was close, but I don't believe it really matched. So, but anyway, sometimes it matches exactly to large earthquakes. And it's when they dump the power, which is like a giant shock. And I think the power involved is such that they are, consider it like a force reversal. For example, if you're standing still and then you start to push on a wall, then that's a certain reaction. But if there's already somebody pushing on the wall, which would be our electromagnetic field of the Earth, and then you start pushing in on it, when you release, the other force kicks back the other way. And so it can have a large effect, a whipsaw kind of effect on the electromagnetic field. And sometimes I have definitely seen it coincide exactly with the timing of some major earthquakes. So it doesn't happen every time, so that still leaves some unknowns, but definitely it's real.
And BP is sort of following it, but I'm not sure he's quite figured out the whole dumping of the power coinciding, but he may have in one or two. But anyway, I personally have followed it, and I haven't checked everyone. I'm not trying to do that, but I have seen enough now as of yesterday. I've seen a direct correlation three times for sure, and two or three other times that I was strongly suspicious of and just wasn't motivated to dig into it further, but three times for sure, including yesterday. So there's a lot going on. And the Lord told me that he was pretty much running that deal in terms of what effect it has. And so they know what they're doing. There's a certain amount of science behind it. But I think he is randomizing the results to keep them off balance is what I believe is happening there. But the other thing that's happening is over the last few days, they have more than doubled. Actually, they have raised since probably 3 weeks ago, they've raised by a factor of almost 20 what's called the beam intensity. And honestly, I don't know exactly what that means. But it's those beams that have been made in more intense. Their activity is what I have seen correlate with earthquake activity at times. So I think it's something to continue to watch. But I'm still mostly right now, I'm about Japan. I was really, really, I'm really, really compelled by all the stuff that I've seen over the last few days about Japan.
Yeah.
Including Pat's vision and everything else. There's Thomas' dream and Jared's dream. And I can't say, I don't know when, but I believe it's sooner rather than later. We're not talking next year. We're talking days.
Oh, no, we're talking soon.
Days to weeks.
Can you send me Jared's dream? I don't have it, please.
Back to me. He actually sent it in a text. One way or another, I'll get it to you.
Yeah, all right. Don't worry about it.
Judy, did you want to hear Major Flirt? Judy, did you want to reread Jared's text? I think you had it ready.
Oh, yeah,
go
ahead if you wanted to do that.
Judy.
Could you read it if you think he won't mind?
He won't mind. You got it or you want me to read it right here? I had a dream last night. I dreamt that I was either staying with or just visiting a group of men who were in their teens or 20s, and while I was at their room or house, I got an alert on my phone that there had just been a 10.0 to 10.3 magnitude earthquake somewhere. Immediately, I remember in the dream that Aaron or someone else online had given a warning that a 10.1 or 10 to 10.3 magnitude earthquake would hit, and when it does, the rapture would be imminent within a week. So I told everyone with this urgency, and at one point, I was even in a tall office building. No one believed me or even cared, but then I was with my mom and was telling her about it. I saw rockets or meteors falling down, and I also saw rockets or meteors falling down. End of dream.
Oh, wow.
That was his dream.
Yeah, poof.
I'm gonna send that to my email, and then I'll email it to you, what he wrote.
Okay.
He had a little lead-in information about that, some of Dutch census stuff.
Oh, yeah, right. Right,
and,
Dutch, right.
And that with sort of his context, and that's his context.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to email that to you in a few minutes.
Okay, thanks.
Well,
Jesus did something with my phone today. I took a picture of the picture I have hanging on the wall, the Holy Face. So I had it on because I have other pictures and things, and I have horses and animals and people, and I got everything on my phone. So I come to this picture of him, and all of a sudden it switches to, do you want this for your, you know how you, when you open your face thing, when you open it up, you have your kind of, what do you call that, on the phone, the picture that you choose. I didn't touch anything. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just when you open your phone, there's a picture, like you have a screensaver, on your cell phone. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So the picture's there, and he said, do you want this? And I said, yeah, that would be a very nice one to have. And all of a sudden, this thing appears, you press so-and-so, and it puts it on. I didn't know that. I didn't know that was on my phone. My daughter usually does all this for me. I just press one button, and now his picture is on the phone when I open it. So how cool is that?
Well,
he does stuff like Judy. He does stuff like this. He does stuff like this. It's just so now I have the picture. So every time I open my phone, he's looking right at me. He put the thing right below the picture so I could press the button. I didn't do anything. I didn't even know how to do anything. I knew nothing to press. So he's incredible. This is the same one that comes so alive to me in the kitchen. It's the same one because I took the picture of it a while ago. Oh, he's good. Very good.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, anyway.
Yeah, but
oh.
I had a dream about my friend giving birth to a baby, and then I was pregnant and going to be giving a birth to a baby, and so my friend was actually in the process of labor, in labor, and was giving birth to this baby, and she passed out, and she had a baby boy, and then I was going to, I don't remember all the dream, but it's funny because she's already given birth to this baby. She gave birth to this baby back in March, and his name is, middle name is, his name is Blake, and then Eli, for Elijah.
Oh, wow, yeah.
They're both Jewish. Yeah, so I don't know why I had a dream of her giving birth to this little baby boy, but I thought it was interesting that his middle name is Eli, for Elijah Pattern, you know, and,
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cool dream. Oh, it's boring out.
Then I was pregnant and going to be giving birth, but I don't know when that was
happening. I had five. Have fun, honey. Unless someone gave you an epidural or something.
No, this is going to be in heaven, Mama Pat. There's going to be no pain.
What?
There is no pain in giving child.
No, no. I deliver pizza and I deliver babies, so I'm going to be busy. Okay.
Yep.
Pizza for the mom while I deliver the baby. Okay. Yeah, I do that. I've done a few in time. Once they decide to come out, that's it. Boom. Yeah. Yeah. It's a breathe, breathe. Oh, dear.
Call in, but I think
let me
everyone...
Loose.
It's 10 seconds if anyone's calling. I think everyone's on. I was going to try
goodness.
To end the church early today, but if y'all want to...
Ooh, lightning. And, oh, my goodness. And it's going to be worse tomorrow. But we need the rain, so I'm not going to complain. And we don't flood. Oh, the lightning is all over the place. Okay, guys, carry on. I'm not scared.
We have Raina. And
Raina.
We have Faith. Hi, Raina and Faith. Love you both.
Hi, girls.
Hey, love you. Yeah.
We
love
have
you
a full
too.
House. Oh, we have eight callers. We have
love you too. Yeah. Hi, guys. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
We have Judy, and we have Mama Pat, and Alana.
Okay.
Full house.
Home sweet home. Hallelujah.
Does anyone have anything they want to share?
Well, I'm listening because I'm about to go into my yoga class, but I'll be listening until I have to get in there for about 15 minutes. So I hope Raina can tell us how she's feeling. I hope Faith can share since she just got on. And it's just nice hearing from everyone. Nice hearing everybody's voices.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm just under my blanket. It's so cold here. One day cold, one day hot. It's like, seriously, I never see that.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah, actually, it's really cool here too, Raina. It's only a high of like 62 degrees. Normally, it would be a high of 80.
Wow.
62 is quite low for this time of year.
Yesterday, people was wearing like a shirt, like small thing. Today it's coats, big coats.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh, boy.
It was cool, like, the first part of the week here in the 60s, but now it's been in the 70s and 80s and sunny, but it was overcast and cool in the 60s, the first parts of the week last week, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then it started warming up in the sun. Here in Cali. Shady, baby, Raina?
Shady baby, still shady.
How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I mean, I had pain this week, but today I'm fine.
Okay.
Like one day okay, one day not.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Is the baby still growing? Is your belly still growing?
Yes.
You're kidding.
Wow.
I'm not.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
And my back is really, really hurt. I said, Lord, it's your choice. So I'm going to take it without complaining.
Yeah.
But I'm better this year than last year, then, though, so... It's up to him. He do whatever he wants.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I can't wait to meet Shady Baby.
Yeah.
let's have that birth, because it's going to be happening. It happens, so let's have that birth be happening.
Shady Baby says probably won't even meet him ever because he's so shady. He'll have like a shady mansion.
Like his shady daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, like, he lived on this street. He's so shady. He doesn't live here.
Every time he talks or we see him, we won't really see him because he'll be behind like a sheet or something, and he'll just like talk to the sheet. You know, as he grows up.
And anytime he feels like it, he'll jump in somebody's belly and be their shady baby.
My goodness.
Raina, I look like I have a shady baby in my belly.
Oh, okay. That's when I'm not by myself. Yes.
My son was playing with me in the pool today, and he's, like, smashing my belly, going, "You look like Homer Simpson, Mom."
Mine is really hard, like a real baby.
Because underwater, if you see your blubber underwater, and you punch it, it's funny. It's like funny blubber.
11-year-old boys really know how to flatter a woman, don't they?
They sure do.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Have a shady belly. I'm not gonna lie. It's
so
over your
why, but I'm with fat.
I mean, that's what happens when you're rapture centric for over a year and a half.
Yeah, or longer.
Lots of ice cream.
Hey Judy, it's Faith.
Hi Faith, Judy. Honey.
You know what a baby donkey's called?
What?
A foal.
F-O-A-N. Is that what
it's a horse? A foal. F-O-A-L. I think it's a foal. I think it's a foal. Is that fitting for you? Is that not fitting for you, Judy?
Shady foal.
A shady foal. F-O-A-L, yeah. Anyways, that's what came to me with you having a shady baby.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I like it. Well, I like donkeys now, and we're driving on this road, and we're going to pass a donkey. And I never even looked out for donkeys until I became a jackass.
Yeah, I know. I see them all the time, and I think of you all the time. Like it's just I can't even tell you the donkey confirmations I get.
She never makes me happy. Like anyone in their normal mind would be like, "What an insult!" But me, I'm like, "Wow, that's amazing!" I'm like really excited about that.
Yeah, no,
I sent you a donkey video.
It's a good thing. It's because they're so humble and lowly and they bear the burdens and yeah. So
and
they
so
brought
funny.
In they carried they're in the so King funny. Of Kings duty. So.
I know Jesus wrote on one, and then but also they're so funny. They're hysterical. They're so cute.
They are.
And they talk.
And they talk.
I wish I was one. I mean, like, I am one, but I wish I was one for real, like, living in a stall right now.
Oh.
I wouldn't have to pay rent.
You like eating hay the rest of your life.
Yeah. I like grass.
Did you get the donkey video I sent you?
Yes, I loved it.
Wasn't that adorable with the goat?
Yes, Pat, I love it. Please keep sending me donkey stuff. I've gotten so much donkey stuff. People see donkey. I love it.
That's so funny.
See, there's the donkeys right over there. We just passed them. I just showed my sister. We're in the car. We're going to yoga together. And there's my donkey. There he is. He's not a pony. You got to know the difference. A little baby pony, mini pony, that's not a donkey.
That's not a donkey, yeah.
Donkey's got big ears.
Uh-huh.
They can hear real good.
Chana, do you have to be somewhere tonight?
I'm going to go see the movie San Andreas tonight.
Oh, are you?
Oh, my God,
oh.
Oh, it's a good movie.
I have
it's
to buy
so
it.
It's good. Oh, my.
Now, I used to live and teach in the city when I was 26. Right when I got out of college, turning 27, I moved out of Sacramento straight to San Francisco. I lived a block from the school I taught in. And so when I watched the movie, because I got to know San Francisco is very small. It's only seven miles radius. So it's a big city, square miles. But it's a big city, but it's very small, especially when you live there. But it's beautiful. But what I mean is that there's a lot of people, but it's not very large. Anyway, so you can really get to know it. In the movie, they did it so well, because I practically recognize every street on the movie.
Wow.
And when I lived there out of college and was teaching there for, you know, like 5 years, but I only lived there for like three. Everybody and their mother wanted to come visit, so I got used to taking people all around San Francisco. And,
wow.
And so watching the movie was really fun. And we're only an hour from San Francisco now. And it was fun living there, you know, for a couple of years. But, yeah, I wouldn't want to live there anymore.
Oh, you saw it too, Jody? Did you see it yesterday?
I saw it yesterday after my son and I went swimming. I'm like, do you care if I go? I want to go. I can't wait. And, yeah,
okay.
I saw it all by myself. Yeah, it was really fun. I loved it. It was so good. I'm just like, bring it on. But it's not going to happen. We leave.
Then I saw it Friday.
Yeah, and Michelle, tell us how Michelle was all excited. She has all like pumped up, huh, Michelle?
Yeah, it got me my adrenaline pumped up the whole entire
oh, wow.
movie. And I think I jumped like twice.
Oh wow!
Funny. Yeah.
That scene with the girl running and getting in the helicopter, that I mean, they had that on the teaser thing. Or that was like, God, run, run.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she made it. And it was like, oh, thank God she made it. They had some good scenes, you know. Oh.
Hey, you guys, I'm really excited how God's taking care of every detail of my life. So I
Great.
Learned... about food. If someone's having dental problems and you can't go to a I have a total cure for you. It's called food grade hydrogen peroxide. It can't be the kind you get in the store. You can order it online. It's called food grade hydrogen peroxide. And what you do is you mix it. It's very potent. It's 17%. So what you do is you mix it 5 parts water to 1 part hydrogen peroxide and you brush in it and gargle, and you let it sit in your mouth and bubble, and it will literally stop the decay. If you have any cavities forming, it will stop the decay, number one. Number two, it'll heal everything. And as soon as, and it's going to hurt in the beginning, just a little bit, it's going to feel icky, but then it'll stop. And this woman was 50, in her early 50s, and she just couldn't afford any dental work. And not only did it stop the cavities, it stopped all decay. She doesn't get any cavities, and she's like, you have to do this. She's like, she's telling everyone. So I ordered it, and I'm really excited. And And I never had to get my tooth worked on. I know
right.
It's still there, but the Lord's taking care of it. It was the other natural cure. It was so amazing. He's been showing me little things. Oh, for my cat, he showed me something so I didn't have to take Bubs into the vet when he got diarrhea. Food-grade diatomaceous earth, not the kind you put in your pool, but you put it in their food, and it'll make them regular. And it's really good for your pet. And people can have it, too. A lot of people eat diatomaceous earth. They drink it in their water or something. But anyway, I know dental, it seems like, you know, dental coverage is a luxury nowadays. But you guys can try it. Mine should be in the mail any day now. I'm really excited about it.
Also,
the baking soda, the coconut oil, and the turmeric will make your teeth totally white. Turmeric also heals your gums. Turmeric is a spice. You can find it anywhere.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Indians use it in curry and stuff. But turmeric on Indian food. But anyway, I tried it. It looks yellow at first, and then you rinse your mouth and brush, and your teeth are, like, really white. It really does work. And it's actually good. It was feeling – it made my little tooth that I was having that issue with feel much better. So anyway, God will take care
of
us and our pets. So if there's anything that, you know, you can't afford, and the Lord – you know, you need God to, he'll give you answers. He really will. So just know that till he gets here.
I actually have been using regular hydrogen peroxide with water, and it's been working for myself, but I didn't know there was a different kind of hydrogen peroxide. But I've been using the regular hydrogen peroxide and water, and it does the foaming thing. And
My sister actually uses the regular peroxide when she's about to get sick, and she gargles with it, and it really kills stuff. But I learned about the food grade one. There's a myth that it'll take the enamel off your teeth. It won't. It really won't. You just have to mix it right. If you're going to the food grade, and then the one you get from the store, they have a bunch of added chemicals and things that really aren't good for you. That's why they don't recommend that you brush with that and rinse with it and do all that. I'm sure it's not going to kill you. But the food grade one is just straight hydrogen peroxide, and it will take the enamel off your teeth if you don't mix it five parts water to one part. It's that potent. But it's also a natural whitener. It'll make your teeth super white, and it will not hurt the enamel on that small of a dose. But that's really cool, Tana. Yeah, because when I was sick, starting to get sick, my sister told me to gargle with the peroxide, and I did, and my gum started bubbling. I was like, this is cool, you know? I'm sure it's not going to hurt you, but if you just don't want all the extra, because they add a lot of additives in the stuff you get at the store, you know, and so
hey,
that's
Judy,
why
I might die? What?
I know. I know, right? Like, why do I care? I know. Good point, Tana. Thank you. Actually, the one I ordered, it's pretty cheap. Like, it's under $40. Like, and it's going to last forever because it's really potent, so you mix it with, you know. Yeah, well, I mean, I have a son that I'm going to, because he's all obsessed with totally white teeth. I don't know why. And so I'm going to have him brush with it, and his teeth will get whiter. But the dentist told him that when you're little, kids' teeth are naturally a little bit yellow, and they whiten as they get older. That's just how God made their teeth.
Hmm.
But my son doesn't like any yellow. So, anyway, it's kind of funny. Aren't you too young to be vain like this?
Yeah, you're right. Oh, my goodness. I wonder if baking soda works, too. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, get into yoga, everything. I'll see you in the air. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you.
You guys can all continue chatting. I am going to – I need to head out, but if y'all want to continue chatting.
No, we can close up, honey, if you want. I mean, if the others want to keep yakking, that's okay. It's fine.
Anyone have anything they want to say?
I'm just reading on the earthquakes here, 5.3 this morning, and they closed a Las Vegas freeway ramp because of it in Calenti. Yeah, so that's just interesting. Oh, in India, there's over, like, more than 2,000 people plus birds dead from the heat and stuff, so that just came on. So here we go. It's sad.
Cool. I mean, not cool that it's happening, but, you know.
No, but, I mean, it's like things are just ramping up all over the place. It's incredible. Wow. No, I have nothing else, sweetie. I just wanted to say that on the earthquake, you know, in Las Vegas. So.
I mean, y'all can continue talking. I don't have to be here.
Yes, you do. Don't go. No, love y'all.
Well, I love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, indeedy, indeedy, indeedy.
Love you, Jesus.
Come
get
you.
Come on
already.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. You can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my
Bye.